爱君胡维尼，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好，今天是2020年6月10日星期三，我们再次荣幸的邀请到了来到圣安法服务，我们继续讲解永恒的铁汤圆经，虚铁汤圆查理查明早 Hare Krishna
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya
Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Devita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Bhajya Leela Chapter 22 The Process of Devotional Service
今天我们继续来阅读永恒的铁汤圆经，是谁看见查理查明贾曼加利拉中篇逍遥的第22章圣爱服务的程序。
Speaking this morning from Sridhar Mayapur.
我们今天是在 Sridhar Mayapur 向大家直播。
This is now 5 months that we are here.
我们在这里已经待了5个月了。
Something happened.
发生了点事儿。
But the good news is.Later today, I think tomorrow, 15 Chinese devotees are going back to the mainland.
但是我们也传来了好消息，明天早上，那就有15个奉献者就已经可以回到中国了。
They managed to secure tickets to Jinan.
对，他们买了这个商业的这个包机的票，从加尔各答到济南。
And some have decided to stay. They like it here.
但是也有一些奉献者很喜欢这里，很喜欢曼加普，所以他们选择留下来。
And we are here also.
我们也在这里，但是因为回不去。
And it's getting very, very, very hot and very, very humid.
而且天气也越来越闷热了，越来越潮湿。
And yesterday.We celebrated the appearance Vyasa Puja celebration of Sri Ratama Krishna Goswami.
Today we celebrate Sri Ratama Krishna Goswami's Vyasa Puja celebration.
So there were about 15 devotees, and also we had the fortune to have Nishinya Maharaj with us.
We today have 15 Puja devotees在一起，临沂，而且非常幸运的就是我们邀请到了女性女孩来。
So it was a very nice celebration.
这是一个非常好的庆祝活动。
And it's interesting to see that after so many years after the passing away of the spiritual master, the disciples are so deeply connected with each other.
虽然我们灵性导师已经离开我们多年了，但是经过了这么多年之后，还是看到了这些灵童们深深的和他连接在一起。
And I'm thinking about this in terms of today's lecture.
那在今天讲课的时候呢，我也想到了这一点。
Because the conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami.Is going through a process of evolution.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami 之间的这个对话呢，也是在层层的递进。
And this evolution is practically, you can call it the journey of the conditioned soul into this material world.
那这种层层的递进，你可以把它理解成为一个受条件限制的灵魂在这个物质世界的旅程。
Being in the material world means to turn our back on Krishna.
在这个物质世界呢，就是意味着我们背离了 Krishna.
We have a group of I think 12 devotees who study Prabhupada's books in English on WeChat.
我们现在在微信上面大概有12、13个这个奉献者一起来学习英文版的《Srila Prabhupada》的书。
And now we are reading together Sri Harinam Chintamani.
那我们现在在读的是 Sri Harinam Chintamani.
So after each chapter, I give the devotees a short test with questions.
然后在每一章的末尾我会给大家出一个比较短的试卷。
So one of the questions that I asked the other day is, what do you think being in hell means?
那么前两天呢我在这个答题题目当中我出了一道题目就是说你觉得地狱意味着什么
And one devotee gave me a brilliant answer.
刚刚有一个奉献者给我的这个答案呢，就是非常的出色。
He said, I said, what do you think going to hell means?
那我的问题就是说，你觉得下地狱意味着什么
？And his answer was, turn one's back on Krishna and suffer.
他的这个答案就是说，指的就是背离 Krishna， 然后他用了一个很短的词儿。就是受苦。
Because I mean, when people think about hell, you know, so many things come to mind.
然后呢，当我们说到这个地狱的时候，有很多人他们脑子里就出现各种各样的想法。
You know, burning in fire.
比如说呢，在这个火里面烧。
Like you have all these descriptions in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
就是在这个地狱的烈火当中。焚烧啊，就比如说像是《念佛家来谈》第五篇里面讲
，All the suffering of the living entities。
第五篇里面呢，非常详细的介绍了这个，这些各种各样的这个生物体在死后的话，要遭受什么样的苦行
？Because from the spiritual point of view, pleasure and pain is exactly the same.
实际上呢，从灵性的这个角度来说的话，快乐和痛苦实际上是一样的。
It's the same because every time you feel pleasure, you have to understand that pain is going to come after that.
因为每次当你感觉到快乐的时候，实际上你就知道痛苦也离你不远了。
And when you feel pain, then pleasure will come.
而你知道，当你痛苦的时候，快乐也一定会不期而至。
So this is not a stable situation, therefore it's called hell.
所以呢，快乐和痛苦在这个物质世界里，它并不是一种非常稳定的一种状况。所以呢，这就是一个地狱。
And basically, the fact that the jiva, the conditioned soul, turn their back on Krishna, means that.They're going to go from one body to another, trying to find happiness.
那，jiva 也就是普通的灵魂，受条件限制的灵魂，选择转过身去背离这个 Krishna， 其实就是意味着他们在这个物质世界里就要经历生生死死。
But the happiness of the conditioned soul is similar to taking a fish out of the water and expecting the fish to be happy.
那受条件限制的灵魂试图在物质世界寻找快乐，就好比是让这个鱼离开了这个水，但是呢，却想在这个岸上寻找快乐。
So, whenever Lord Chaitanya has a conversation with a devotee or a very elevated person,
那每一次当前他们。马法布和一个奉献者或者是一位非常崇高的人去对话的时候
That conversation is always centered around the evolution of the conditioned soul in this natural world from the degraded platform to the most elevated platform.
那这样的对话呢往往就会围绕着一个主题就是说受条件限制的灵魂在这个物质世界当中是怎么样从一个最堕落的一个状况，一步一步向上走，达到一个最崇高的一个位置的，就是他的问题是围绕着这个灵魂的一个进化。
Because that's the purpose for Lord Chaitanya to appear in this world.
因为释迦牟尼佛他不他但是现在这个他的目的就在于此。
And just like he is discussing now with Sanatana Goswami the position of a devotee, He did exactly the same thing when we had the conversation with Rupa Goswami. Everything that is being discussed with Lord Chaitanya later on reflects in the books that the Goswamis are writing. And they are all supported by the authority of the Vedic literatures. When devotees explain a specific philosophical point, they use two things. One is the scriptures to support, and then the other is their own realizations.
那当奉行者要去探讨一个哲学的问题的时候，他往往会用两个渠道来进行佐证。一个呢，就是说是他的通过这个经典，依照经典的这个论据；还有一个就是他个人的觉悟。
And when a devotee has realization, the way it is expressed can be different than from another devotee who has other realizations.
那么一个奉献者，他去描述他的这个觉悟，和另外一个奉献者所描述的方式可能有所不同。
So sometimes it seems to be contradictory.
所以有的时候从表面上来看，好像相互有所矛盾。
But the conclusion is always the same.
但是结论呢，总是统一的。
So what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed with Rupa Goswami is similar to what he discussed with Sanatana Goswami, except that he gives different kinds of information. And the main difference is that the conversation with Rupa Goswami takes up one chapter, whereas the conversation with Sanatana Goswami takes five chapters.
那这个有一个区别，就是前面那个跟Rupa Goswami的对话的，它的这个篇幅是一章，但是和Sanatana Goswami的这个对话呢，却延续了五章。So
this the evolution of a conditioned soul from the moment that these conditioned souls come in contact with Krishna consciousness, that evolution is progressive and systematic.
那当我们讲到了受条件限制的灵魂有朝一日接触了Krishna知觉之后呢，从这一刻开始，它的这种进展就是一直不断的在层层的推进，不断的在提高，而且也是循序渐进的一个过程。
We talked about performing pious activities.
我们前面谈到了就是从事虔诚活动。
And accumulating spiritual credit.
而且呢，就是累积了一些灵性上的福祉。
And then we talked about the devotee's great fortune to come in contact with Krishna consciousness.
而且我们也谈到了，就是奉献者呢有幸能够和Krishna知觉去连接，就是灵魂有幸接触到Krishna知觉。
At which point Krishna within the heart personally interferes.
我们也谈到了是在哪一个阶段，哪一个时刻，这个在我们心中的Krishna就会介入到。
By guiding the devotee towards other devotees and ultimately towards the spiritual master.
那这个就是说，在心中的这个称呼，他会引导的这个奉献者，让他能够有机会接触到另一个奉献者，然后进一步的再让他和灵性导师连接。
And how it is so important to stay in touch with the devotees to allow this plant, the seed of bhakti, to sprout and to grow.
And 然后呢让这个圣爱的种子能够生根发芽长大。
So it is a progressive evolution, that journey.
所以呢这样的就是一个灵魂的这个旅程它的确是一个进化的过程。
And practically speaking, a devotee cannot grow without other devotees.
那么简而言之呢，就是如果没有另外的一个奉献者的存在，一个奉献者是不可能独自得到成长的。
Because the one of the reasons why we are attracted to Krishna consciousness is because within the heart we have a little faith.
那为什么我们会被 Krishna 拒绝所吸引呢？是因为在我们的心中隐匿了。
And that little faith is like a spark.
而这种微小的信心呢，就好像是一个小火花一样。
Now a spark on its own may have the ability to burn, but if there is no fanning of the spark, it will not catch on fire.
那一个小火星呢，可能也会有一点燃烧，但是如果说你没有给它伤风，让它保持着那个火焰的话，它也没有办法持续的燃烧下去。
So the fanning is the association of devotees.
因为这个伤风呢，其实就是跟奉献者的联谊。
And last week we discussed how taking the dust from the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas is one of the most powerful ways to make spiritual progress.
那上一周呢，我们也谈到了。就是说能够接受到奉献者莲花足下的这个尘土，是一个在灵性的生命当中能够促进我们进步的一个很重要的因素。
And it doesn't take much.
而且这个也不需要太多的。
Just a slight moment of association with the right person can take us into very rapid progress in spiritual life.
就是在一个合适的时刻和一个合适的人，哪怕是些许的这个联谊和接触，也可以让我们在灵性的生命当中突飞猛进。
So then the journey of the devotee begins.
那这样呢，一个灵魂他的奉献者的这个旅程呢就开始了。
And the devotee constantly need to be fed.
那这个奉献者呢，要不断的要获得食物。
A specific diet, a specific nourishment, a specific kind of food.
必须提供给他一定的食物，一定的滋养，一定的饮食。
So when you're on a diet, there are certain things you stop eating, and there are other things you start eating.
那特别是在你在这个注意饮食的节食的时候呢，可能就会。注意对食物有所选择，有的食物呢你会选择去吃，有的食物呢就不能吃了。
Such as you reduce mingling with non-devotees, we increase mingling with devotees.
比如说呢，跟非奉献者这个接触就要减少，不要和他们混淆在一起。然后呢，就更多的是和奉献者在一起。
We stop eating boga food not offered to Krishna, and we only eat Krishna prasadam.
还有一点就是说，我们就不再吃没有供奉过的食物啊，就是 boga。那我们就开始只是去荣耀供奉给 Krishna 的食物。
We reduce reading mundane literature, and we only read transcendental literature.
然后世俗的这个书籍呢，我们也都不再看了。然后我们开始看超然的经典书籍。
We stop mundane talks. Instead, we speak about Krishna.
再也不喜欢这个世俗的闲聊了。我们只是去谈和 Krishna 有关的话题。
So there is a transformation that takes place.
所以呢，在这个时候的确是有一种转变。
And this transformation.Is meant to increase our faith.
那这一切的这个一系列的这个转变，其实是也是为了让我们增进信心。
And if you remember, maybe you don't remember, but during the conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Rupa Goswami, we presented the teachings of Bhishmana Chakravarti Thakur Madhurya Kadambini. Madhurya Kadambini is about this plant, this plant that starts from the seed of faith and grows all the way to pure love for Krishna.
那在这里我们就是讲到了，在这个马杜亚康宁里就是讲到了，就是一个从一个最小的这个信心开始，一直逐级而上，一直达到最后的对 Krishna 的纯粹的分爱。
So you imagine, a plant. So a plant has a stem, and then it grows, and then on each side you have branches and leaves.
你就想象呢，有这样的一个树，植物，它的这个茎干就一直的在往上长，然后在这个主干的这个左右就不断的生发出一些分枝，然后上面还有枝叶。So
that stem is described by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur made of two things. All the way to pure love, it remains two things.
然后就这个茎干呢，就是根据这个 Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur 的说法的话，其实从一开始一直到最高点，在整个的这个过程当中是有两个部分所组成的。One
is faith, and the other is association of devotees.
一个就是信心，还有一个就是跟奉献者的联谊。So
from the very first moment that we come in contact with Krishna consciousness, all the way to the spiritual world in Goloka Vrindavan, these two things remain our support.
所以从我们接触 Krishna 之觉悟生命的每一个念头，一直到最后，我们到达这个灵性世界 Goloka Vrindavan， 在整个的这个过程当中，都是有这两个基点作为支持的。And
there is no point in the life of a devotee where the devotee says, "Okay, now I am very advanced. I don't need that faith anymore, and I don't need the association anymore." This is inconceivable.
所以说根本不可能说在一个奉献者的这个成长的过程当中，在他的某一点上，他突然说，我现在已经非常的精进了，我也不需要进一步的信心，我也不需要跟奉献者联谊了。那这种情况是无法想象的。Shraddha
and Sadhusanga.
也就是说 Shraddha 和 Sadhusanga.
And Shraddha and Sadhusanga is actually what brings us back to the spiritual world.
那么就是这两个范。 那词语一个是Shraddha，信心，还有一个是Sadhusanga，那就是跟奉献者圣灵的这个联谊。那这两点就是一直的来帮助我们在灵性的道路上不断成长的因素。And
this faith means the faith in the holy name of Krishna.
那这个信心呢，指的就是对Krishna的圣灵的信心。And
Sadhusanga means to hear about Krishna with the devotees.
那Sadhusanga的意思就是说和奉献者在一起去聆听有关Krishna的一切。One
time, Shrilatama Krishna Goswami said in a lecture, "It is the holy name of Krishna that brings you to Krishna consciousness. It is the holy name of Krishna that keeps you in Krishna consciousness. And it is the holy name of Krishna that brings you back to the spiritual world."
有一次，可能就是那个孙阿弥，他在他的一次讲座当中说到呢，他说的确就是圣灵把你带入到Krishna知觉当中，也是圣灵让你保持在Krishna知觉之中，正是圣灵，也是圣灵把你带回到灵性世界。So
these two things should never be given up.
所以呢，这些就是我们自始至终不能放弃的。
Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to define faith.
现在呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu他要对这个信心做一个定义。
With a verse that Srila Prabhupada used to speak many, many times.
在这里他说到了一个细节，而这个这段细节呢，也是需要大陆法无数次的提到的。
Shraddha Shabde Vishvash Kohe Shuridam Ishchoi. This is in Bengali. Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Krita Hoy. Shraddha is confident, firm faith that by rendering transcendental loving service to Krishna, one automatically performs all subsidiary activities. Such a faith is favorable to the discharge of devotional service.
他意味着坚定地认为，通过从事超然的对 Krishna 的爱心服务，一个人就可以自动地去履行辅助性的活动。这样的信心对于从事奉爱服务极其的有利。
And the verse mentioned Surida Nishchoy means definitely that faith is firm, is a strong faith.
然后呢，这里有一个词语叫Surida Nishchoy，那意思就是说指的是一种非常坚定的信心。
It's not a weak faith.
这并不是一种虚弱的信心。
A weak faith can be toppled, can be knocked out very easily.
就是一种虚弱的信心呢，它是站不住脚的，非常容易就被击倒了。
So this is something which is quite important to do because as devotees, we should always be introspective, not shallow in our ways of thinking.
这一点对奉行者来说是尤其重要的。奉行者呢，就应当是经常是非常深度、深刻的去沉思，然后去内省的。我们的这种思想的这种方式，不应当是非常的肤浅的。
In other words, we should not just go through the motions every day, doing what we're told, following rules, doing our practice. We should stop and think, what is the level of my faith?
所以说呢，我们不能说好像非常机械，按部就班的去做每天的事情啊，因为我们被训练做这件事情，我们就去做，然后这件事情是规范原则，我们必须去做。但是呢，内心当中并没有非常深刻的这个信心，也没有太多的这个思考，这是明白的。
Is it that as soon as we hear something controversial, our faith is shaken at the root?
那我们有没有过这样的经历呢？当我们听到一些看似是有一些自相矛盾的这个观点的时候，然后呢，我们这个信心呢就开始动摇了，从根部就开始动摇了，我们会这样吗？
Or is it that we have firm faith in the process of Krishna
consciousness?
For example, devotees sometimes they get into reading, like reading the Srimad Bhagavatam.
比如说奉行者有的时候呢，就是读圣顶波迦瓦坛。
And in different stories in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you hear things that are extraordinary, out of this world.
然后呢，我们在这个圣顶波迦瓦坛的不同的篇章里面，都会读到一些超乎想象的一些这些逍遥时光，是完全不是这个世界的。And
we begin to think, how is this possible?
然后呢，我们就在想，这怎么可能是真的呢？
And we begin to doubt.
然后我们就开始有疑惑。
And we begin to think these are just they're just mythology.
然后我们就在想，这可能就是神话故事吧。
And this is how faith is actually being damaged.
所以，当你一旦这么想的时候，其实你的信心已经被摧毁了。One
time when the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam was just being published, when Prabhupada would translate and comment on the Srimad Bhagavatam, and then he would hand over the manuscript to the BDT department, and then they would publish the book. The devotees could not wait for the next volume of Bhagavatam to come out. They would devour every page. I remember I was not a devotee yet, but I visited the temple and I used to go and sit with the devotees in the ashram.
我记得我当时去到这个庙里面呢，我有的时候就在这个阿舍姆修炼里面跟修炼者坐在一起。
With my long hair and my beard.
但是那个时候我还没有正式成为奉献者，还长发飘飘，留着长胡子呢。
And normally devotees were very talkative.
一般来说，奉献者呢都是非常爱说话。
But that time I went and everybody was very quiet. So what's happening?
然后那次我去庙里的时候呢，我碰到庙里面特别的安静，一点声音都没有，听不到奉献者的声音。
And the devotee said to me, "Shh, the seventh canto just arrived."
然后呢，奉献者就说，别出声，安静点，这个第七篇，我要把它的第七篇刚到。
Anyway, when the fifth canto came out, the devotees began to read it.
那这是当时呢，当时呢，当他的第五篇出来的时候，那奉献者呢就开始阅读。
And one group of devotees went into Prabhupada's room. They wanted to talk to him.
然后有这么一小群奉献者呢，他们就到Srila Prabhupada的房间里，想跟Srila Prabhupada谈一下。
Because the fifth canto deals with the system of the planets.
因为在第五篇当中呢，就是讲到了这个物质世界的这个星系是怎样的。And
life in the life in different universes.
就是讲谈到了不同的星球、不同的星系，然后不同的这个宇宙的这个人他们的生活是怎样的。And
the description of the hellish planets.
然后还谈到了这个地狱。And
they told Prabhupada, they said, "Prabhupada, this is not possible."
然后他们就跟Prabhupada说，这不可能。
And Prabhupada told the devotees that that's because you are prejudiced.
然后呢，就是Prabhupada就指出说，那是因为你们有偏见。In
other words, you have a preconceived ideas in your little head about how things are going on in this universe.
那换句话说，就是说，在你的这个小小的脑袋里面呢，已经对这个宇宙的这个状况有一种先入为主的概念。
And Prabhupada did say that if you get past the study of the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and your faith still strong, then you can keep going into the other cantos.
那希腊大法的确也说过这样的话，就是如果你看完了圣严伯嘎尔上第五篇，那信心依旧不受动摇的话，那你就可以继续的往下看。
So there are certain things that may be confronting.
所以有一些内容看上去的话，好像就是会让你非常的诧异，好像被挑战了一样。But
Prabhupada gave a very nice definition of the word Shraddha, faith.
不过Srila Prabhupada他其实对这个词语Shraddha，梵文里面信心这个词语呢，他有一个详细的定义。He
said, faith is to place one's trust in something sublime.
他对于这个信心的定义就是这样，就是把你的信念放在崇高的事物上。Now,
I don't know how you explain the word sublime in Chinese. What's the definition of sublime?
Lofty.
Lofty.
Very high.
Yeah, you put your faith in something that you may not be able to grasp, you may not be able to completely understand, but it's so amazing that you can't help but believe in it.
就是说，就是我们在这里说到，就是把这个信心建立在一个崇高的这个事物上。那这个崇高的事物可能是非常的高，使你无法触及，无法企及。但是呢，你却知道它是。 非常美好的，非常的正确的。所以呢，虽然你还够不到，但是呢，你对他有着信心。
One time, again, Srila Kumara Krishna Goswami was giving a Bhagavatam class in Australia.
有一次在澳大利亚，Srila Kumara Krishna Goswami 讲了一个课。
And he was talking about the process of creation.
他就谈到了这个创造的过程。
And he began to ask the devotees, can you picture in your mind the size of the body of Mahavishnu?
然后呢，他就问这个在座的分享者，你能不能想象一下这个 Vishnu 的身体有多大？
You know, what about the size of the sari of Lakshmi?
那 Lakshmi 的这个沙粒有多大呢？ Lakshmi Devi 就是幸运女神的。
Then he says, can you imagine the size of the garland of Mahavishnu? Where are these flowers coming from?
然后他就接着问说，你能想象吗？这个Vishnu 身上戴的这个花环有多长？那上面的那个花是从哪来的？那花一定很大。
You begin to analyze these things, and you think I will only believe in Krishna once I really have the proof, then you're really wasting your time.
他说呢，如果说你们在读到这一切的时候呢，满脑子想的是我一定要有证据，要引荐为实，我才会相信这一切。那如果你是这样去思考的话，那你就完全是在浪费时间。
Now, if we're going around the room and ask every devotee what nurture your faith?
那如果说我们挨个的问一下奉献者，究竟是什么滋养的你的信心？
One may say, well, every time I take prasadam, my faith increases.
那可能有的奉献者就会说，我每次荣耀普沙那的时候，我的信心就增加了一分。
Another one will say, every time I read the Srimad Bhagavatam or I read Prabhupada's book, my faith increases.
然后另外一个奉献者可能说，我每次看圣母教法台，每次看Srila Prabhupada的书的时候呢，我就感觉到我的信心有增长。
Another one will say, every time I chant Hare Krishna, my faith increases.
另外一个奉献者可能说，我每次去念诵 Hare Krishna mantra 的时候呢，我的信心就增加了。
Another one will say, every time I serve the deities, my faith increases.
另外一个人可能就说，每一次我去服务神像的时候，我的信心就增加。
Another one will say, every time I am in the holy dharma, my faith increases.
另外一个人可能说，我每次到了圣地的时候，我就信心大增。
And these are all good.
这些答案都非常好。
But again, remember, what is it that nurtures the plant of bhakti?
但是我们要进一步的去深想一下，究竟是什么在滋养着、灌溉着你的这个奉爱的爬藤呢？
That is when devotee will say, "When I am with the devotees, my faith increases."
那在那个时候呢，奉献者就应该说，当我跟奉献者在一起的时候，在一起联谊的时候，我的信心就增加了。
Like during this lockdown period, there has never been so much association with devotees.
就好像是在这一段的封锁期，疫情期间呢，这个奉献者之间的这个联谊就大大的增加了。
The devotees are getting so much association from senior devotees, from spiritual masters.
奉献者呢，从年长的奉献者那里，从这个资深的灵性导师那里获得了那么多的联谊。
Zoom has become the Acharya of ISKCON.
然后这个 Zoom 是一个软件，一个视频会议的一个软件。那他说里面的想法说，这个就是 ISKCON 的 Acharya 了。
Like yesterday evening, there was the Zoom Vyasa Puja celebration with disciples of Tamal Krishna Maharaj from all over the world.
就比如说昨天是卡玛库什拉古斯瓦米的 Vyasa Puja， 在晚上的时候呢，就有一个 Zoom 的一个在线的视频的一个网络联谊。那参加的这个奉献者呢，是来自于世界各地的，有100多人。
And Indradinda Swami is doing the same. Different disciples, different parts of the world, he spends 4 hours, 5 hours listening to them.
那 Indradinda Swami 也是这样的，他也是进行了这个 Zoom 的他的这个 Vyasa Puja 系列，就是每一次他跟一个地区的奉献者，他的门徒在一起，那可能在网上呢要有这个两三个小时、三四个小时。
So when we hear other devotees, when we hear the spiritual masters, our faith gets a very strong injection of nourishment.
Yatha
karor mula misishchanena tripyanti tatskanda bujopashakaha pranopaharchascha yatendriyanam tateira sarvatnaham achyutateja. By pouring water on the roots of a tree, one automatically satisfies the trunk, branches, and twigs. Similarly, by supplying food to the stomach, where it nourishes the life air, one satisfies all the senses. In the same way, by worshipping Krishna and rendering him service, one automatically satisfies all the demigods.
给树根浇水，树干、枝条、细枝自然都得到了满足。同样，给胃喂食，生命之气就得到了滋养，所有的感官皆得到满足。同样，通过崇拜 Krishna 并向 Krishna 做出奉献服务，一个人自然而然就会满足所有的伴随人。
So this verse from the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is pointing to the importance to be focused where we direct our faith.
那就是这一段诗节是来自于圣典伯家的第四篇，这个中心的这个要义就是说，一个人应当把他的信心全神贯注于何处。
So two examples are given. One is watering the root of the tree, not watering the branches and the leaves. It's not going to make the plant healthy. We water the roots.
好，在这里就是有两个比喻，一个就是说给树浇水，那这个浇水呢，一定要浇在那个根上，而不是单独的去浇这个树干、树枝或者是叶子。
And the other is to supply food to the stomach.
那还有一个就是说，给胃，让胃吃到食物。
Prabhupada tells the story how one day all the different parts of the body got together and had a meeting. The head, the hands, the legs, they started having a big meeting.
这个脑袋，还有手，还有脚，腿脚，他们都在一起。
And they said, we're working so hard, and the stomach is just sitting there doing nothing.
然后他们呢，就说呢，我们今天一天到晚累死累活的干，可是这个胃呢，什么都不干，无所事事。
And all we do is just put food into the stomach, and the stomach is just having a good time, and we have to work so hard. So we're going to stop this, and now we're going to go on strike.
啊，我们那么的辛苦，但是胃呢，什么都不干，还总是第一个得到食物。那从现在开始，我们什么都不干了，我们罢工了。No
more food to the stomach. It's over. Finished.
啊，不给这个胃吃东西了，到此为止。
No food to the stomach. No eating.
那好吧，这个胃就得不到食物了，从现在开始就断食了。
So then the body became weaker and weaker and completely useless.
然后这个身体就变得越来越虚弱，几乎什么都干不了了，没用了。And
they understood, unless we give food to the stomach, we have no life.
然后他们才恍然大悟，原来是必须要给胃先吃东西，否则的话呢，身体就会非常的虚弱，那我们也没有力量，什么都干不了。So
we have to understand that our focus is to serve and please Krishna, and by doing so, then the plant of bhakti will grow.
所以我们就要知道呢，我们要聚焦在对Krishna的这个服务上。这样子的话呢，我们的整个的这个分爱的这个path才能够茁壮的成长。
So now what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to do, he's going to go into analyzing the different levels of faith. And he does that for our own benefit. So that we can be introspective and see exactly where we fit in and how we can progress. So he says, Shradhavan, Janahoi, Bhakti, Adhikari, Uttama, Madhyama, Kanishta, Shraddha, Anushari. A faithful devotee is truly eligible candidate for the loving service of the Lord. According to one's faith, one is classified as a topmost devotee, an intermediate devotee, or an inferior devotee.
最合格的、真实的候选人，是真正的，就是一个合适的候选人。那根据他的这个信心的大小，可以分为三类奉献者：高级奉献者、中级奉献者和低级奉献者。
So this is called Bhakti Adhikar. Adhikar means qualification.
那这个就叫做 Bhakti Adhikar. Adhikar 的意思呢，就是资格。
How do we qualify to benefit from pure bhakti?
那我们怎么样才能够让自己获得纯粹的、奉爱的、获得纯粹奉爱的一个资格呢？
Like we have householder's name is always ending with the word Adhikari.
就比如说居士，居士的这个名字最后有一个后缀啊，叫做Adhikari。
Like we have Yudhamanyu Da Adhikari.
啊，就举例来说 Yudhamanyu Das Adhikari.
Or Gaudiya Das Adhikari.
或者呢是 Gaudiya Das Adhikari.
Means that they have the qualification to be situated in the Grihastha ashram.
那意思就是说呢，他们有资格啊，处于这个 Grihastha 的居士的这个生命阶段，名副其实的一个居士。
What is the adhikar for a devotee based on how much faith they have in the process of Krishna consciousness?
那么一个奉献者究竟是归属于哪一个阿迪卡，在哪一个级别呢？其实是取决于他对Krishna知觉的信心的大小。So
Lord Chaitanya, of course, he always refers to the authority of the scriptures.
那主持人呢，他始终都是参照的这个经典，以经典为依据的。Remember
that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he is teaching in this way, he represents the acharya, he's the ideal devotee, he's teaching us how did you become a devotee.
His
tears of love, his bodily transformation, his feeling of separation, this comes later on within very intimate circles, but most of the time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acts as an acharya guru to teach us, you want to be a devotee, this is what you have to understand and this is what you have to do.
那他的内如泉涌，他的这种狂喜，他身上的所展示出来的这些种种的狂喜的征兆和变化， 都是知道他后期和一群非常亲密的奉献者在一个小的这个范围内他才是这样毫不顾忌的展示的，但是在前面很长的一个阶段他是以一个HR 一个灵性导师的一个身份出现的，是来告诉我们说我们现在呢是究竟处在一个什么样的一个阶段，你应该怎么样做才能够具备资格在灵性的生命当中得到进步。
Acharya means one who teaches by example.
Acharya 的意思呢，就是说是一个以身作则的导师。
So Lord Chaitanya himself, he followed all different little rules and regulations that he is asking us to follow. He doesn't say one thing and does another. He does exactly what he is teaching.
所以呢，只看到马哈佛会作为这样的一生作则的导师，他就是身体力行所有的这个规范原则，然后他也承诺的来教导我们这样去做，他不会说是说一套做一套，他是一个完完全全的以身作则知行合一的灵性。
Prabhupada did not tell the devotees chant 16 rounds and Prabhupada didn't have to chant rounds. Prabhupada chanted these rounds also.
那当他还他教我们这些门徒呢是练习十六圈的时候，他自己也是身体力行的，他不是说他不念诵。
Prabhupada did not tell the devotees you have to rise early in the morning. Prabhupada was still in bed. Prabhupada was up at midnight, way before the devotees.
爸爸不会说一面让奉献者们早起，一面自己早上了还呼呼大睡。他不会这样，是爸爸在这个半夜的时候就已经起身了。
Prabhupada behaved perfectly like an acharya.
爸爸他是一个就是言行完美的一个 acharya.
And even Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, when he is encouraging Arjuna to take up the fight.
那就算是在这个佛家梵歌当中，将这个 Krishna 他鼓励 Arjuna 去作证的时候
，He says you have to be an example for other people to follow。
他就是鼓励 Arjuna 说呢，就是你要做一个榜样，让别人去追随你。
And then he said, I also have to follow, even though I don't have to as the Supreme Lord, I also have to follow.
然后他说，虽然我是至尊主，虽然其实我是不需要去做这些规范原则的，但是呢，作为一个榜样，我依然还要去做，要为人们树立榜样。
Then Krishna tells Arjuna, he says, can you imagine if I did not follow all these different rules, what would happen to this world?
然后呢，这个 Krishna 就询问 Arjuna 一个问题，就是你能想象吗？如果说我不自己去身体力行这些规范原则的话，这个世界将会怎样？
So everything would collapse.
就是一切呢都会这个崩塌。
So to be a good example is to show others.How the process is meant to be working.
所以以身作则就是意味着以自己作为榜样，向别人去展示这个出来的这个程序究竟是怎么起作用的。
Now, we have been identifying three classes of devotees. Uttama, who are the elevated topmost devotees. Madhyama, who are the middle devotees and Kanishka, who are the neophyte devotees.
所以呢，在这里呢，我们就知道了这个奉献者分为三类，一类叫 Uttama Adhikari， 这个就是说高级奉献者 ；Madhyam Adhikari， 中级奉献者；还有就是 Kanishka Adhikari， 是初级奉献者。
So for each one of them, there are symptoms.
就是每一位的这个奉献者呢，身上都表现出一个特定的特征。
There are characteristics.
他们的这个品格。
There are specific behaviors.
然后呢，他们的这种行为方式。
And specific mentality.
他们也有特定的一种思维方式、心态。
And specific level of faith.
还有他们的这个信心。的这个高低也是不同的。
For example, Shastra Yukte Suni Punadrida Shradayanma Uttam Adhikari Sei Taraye Samsara. One who is expert in logic, arguments, and the revealed scriptures, who has firm faith in Krishna, is classified as the topmost devotee. He can deliver the whole world.
就比如说第一类这个当时的奉献者呢是这样说的，就是一个精于逻辑、论辩，以及对暗熟启示经典的人，一个对 Krishna 充满着全然的信念的人，就归被归于一位是一位高级的奉献者，他可以拯救整个世界。
So, if you think that you can deliver the whole world, you have to try to fit the particular description.
所以说呢，如果是谁认为自己可以拯救全世界的话，那必须要符合刚才我们所说的这个描述。
But Lord Chaitanya goes further.
但是呢，其他的 Mahaprabhu 呢，又往前推进了一步。
Shastre yukto chanipuna sarvatha drida nischoy po proda shradho dikhariya Sab Bhaktav Uttamo Mataha. One who is expert in logic and in understanding the scriptures, who always has firm faith, conviction, and deep faith that is not blind, is to be considered a topmost devotee in devotional service.
那前面的马哈帕布这个就是又说了一个精于逻辑的人，一个能够暗熟并理解其实经典的人，他一个总是充满着经历的信念的人，而他的这个深刻的信念并不是盲目的，这样的人就被称为是奉爱服务中的高级奉献者。Again,
full understanding of scriptures, firm conviction and deep faith, which is not blind, very important, not blind.
所以呢，在这里就是指出了这样的高级的这个奉献者呢，他一定是非常的，就是理解启示的这个经典，而且呢，他的信心是非常的坚定的，他有非常深刻的这个信念，但他的这种信念并不是盲目的。
So there is a difference between deep faith and blind faith.
那这个深刻的这个信心。 和盲目的信心两者呢是有很大的区别。Blind
faith is whatever you say I believe in it. Anything you say I believe in.
什么叫做盲目呢？就是说啊，你说什么我都相信。No. 不管说什么。Deep
faith is based on the revealed scriptures.
这个深刻的信心呢，就是指的是建立在这个对启示经典的信心上。And
the practice, the realization from the practice.
然后还有就是说，他的这个觉悟是来自于身体力行的实践。Now
he says, Shastra yukti nahi jane drida shravavan madhyam adhikari se mahabhagyavan. One who is not very expert in argument and logic based on the revealed scriptures, but who has firm faith, is considered a second-class devotee, he also must be considered most
fortunate. 又具有坚定的信念，这样的人就被称为是二级奉献者。他用了一个二级奉献者，就是说终极奉献者。这样的人呢，也被认为是最幸运的。There
is a difference here already.
你在这里呢，就是有一个区别。May
not be expert in shastra, but still firm faith.
那意思就是说，他可能不太擅长于这个对经典不太擅长，但是他这个信心还是非常的强大的。Ya
shastra visha pimupuna shravavan satu madhyama. He does not know scriptural argument very well, but who has firm faith is called an intermediate or second class devotee.
这里就是讲到了一个人对于经典的这个论辩呢，无法理解。但是呢，他对于但是呢，他第六句有一个 ，but it's like elementary faith, right?So, oh,
no,
换句话说呢，就是说呢，你不需要对于这个经典呢是那么的谙熟，就是你不一定是一个大学者。
But your faith is very strong.
但是你的这个信心是非常的坚定的。
Now, yahara komala shradha se kamishtha jana krame krame tenho bhakta ha.One whose faith is soft and pliable is called a neophyte. But by gradually following the process, he will rise to the platform of first class devotee.
就是一个信心比较虚弱并且容易动摇的人被称为是初习者。但是呢，通过去追随这样的一个程序，他就会逐渐的上升到一级的奉献者的层面。
So, soft and pliable means it can change, it can be broken.
那 这里呢，他用意思就是说，他的这个信心呢是非常容易动摇的，或者说信心是非常容易就是变化的。
Yo bhavet kumara shradha se kamishta nigadhyate.One whose faith is not very strong, who is just beginning, should be considered a neophyte devotee.
那在这里呢，就是说到呢，就是这样的一个信心不太坚定的一个人，一个刚处于这个初级阶段的一个人，就被认为是初级奉献者。
So it's easy based on these verses to see where we are situated and how far we have to go.
所以通过这些诗节，我们就会知道我们自己自身究竟是在什么样的这个位置，然后我们接下来还有多长的路要走。
So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to go much deeper into the three qualifications based on other criteria.
然后接下来Chaitanya Mahaprabhu还要基于其他的一些准绳。一些原则来进一步的去探讨这三类奉献者的情况。
Now we just read the qualification of a devotee based on faith.
我们刚才只是基于信心这个基础来谈这个奉献者的类别。
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will explain the qualification of devotees based on their attachment and love for Krishna.
然后接下来呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢，然后还要谈这个。就是基于对奉献服务的这个依附的这个程度和投入的这个程度来看这个奉献者的资格。
And then he will describe all the qualities of a Vaishnava.
然后再后边他就要开始去描述Vaishnava奉献者的品格。
This is for next week.
这个刚才说的这些内容呢，一下就在谈。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.请问请问你们请我们先来看一下大家的问题。
请稍等一下。
好的，没问题。Now waiting, would you like to say something? I don't know if it's not
really. This is good. You know some of the things.
So that logic and argument is completely based on the scripture, right?
Yes.
就是刚才我们讲到的，就是说到一个高级的这个奉献者是基于论辩和逻辑。那我们要知道，这个逻辑和论辩是基于 这个启示经典，以启示经典作为基础的、这种论辩的能力。
Because people will come forward trying to challenge and defeat.
嗯，因为在他传播的这个过程当中，肯定会有很多人来挑战，然后试图论辩呐、击败，
and,
试图击败他。
The logic of a devotee is different from the logic of a non-devotee.
一个奉献者他的逻辑和非奉献者的逻辑是不一样的。
Because they see things differently.
因为他们的这个眼光不同，他们的视觉不一样。
It's a different angle of view.
这是完全不一样的这种眼光，一种视野。
The devotee sees the logic of the scripture based on how knowledge is received. The logic of a non-devotee is based on perception and experiment.
这个奉献者的这个逻辑是基于这个灵性知识的这种接收的这个过程。但是一个非奉献者呢，他的这个逻辑是基于他的这种直觉感知以及他的这个试验。
This is very nicely explained in details by Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī in his Tattva Sandarbha.
这Jīva Gosvāmī在他的这个 Tattva Sandarbha 里面呢有非常详尽的解释。So but my question is, so we always say that scripture, the content of the scripture is beyond logic. So when you preach to a non-devotee, his logic and your logic is different, so it may not match.
That's right.
So when you speak, you also need to consider the logic of the non-devotee so that it can connect. Is that right? Or some expert preachers may be able to try to make the connection between the scriptural logic and the mundane logic.
Here it talks about logic and arguments.
那我刚才的一个问题呢，就是说，我先重复一下我刚才问的长跑步的这个小问题，就是说，那我们经常说那个灵性的这个经典是超乎逻辑的。那如果说一个奉献者在向另外一个奉献者去传教或者是传播这个灵性知识的时候，听者的逻辑和讲经典的这个奉献者的逻辑是不一样的。那么，如果一个奉献者，他是不是如果他非常擅长去传递这个灵性的知识的话，他应该会懂得把这个灵性的这个逻辑和世俗物质的这个逻辑之间建立起一种连接。I'm repeating my question. 建立一种连接，使得有这样的一种连通，那么这个对方他才能够在他的有限的世俗的这个逻辑当中也能够理解这个灵性的逻辑呢。那刚才川普刚才说了一个，就是说那个我们刚才说到了这样的一流的这个奉献者，他会懂得这个论辩。那这个论辩呢，他的这个论据是来自于经典的。
Now you have to understand, an Uttama Adhikari doesn't go around challenging people.
就是我们要知道 Uttama Adhikari 就是这个一流的这个奉献者，他不会被到处向人去挑战，向人去挑战。
Doesn't go like a big vijaya, you know, very
big vijaya. 不会像那种传统中的那种 big vijaya。就是那种特别能言善辩，特别喜欢跟人家去辩论雄辩的，他们在全印度到处的去走动，向别人。
And Uttama Adhikari's presentation really transformed the heart of the person he's speaking to.
那 Uttama Adhikari 这样的高级奉献者，其实他一开口，他就会改变对方的心。
Okay.
他本身就会让对方的心已经发生改变。Okay.杨盖莲有一个问题。Would you like me to speak the English first and then you have some time to think and then I repeat it?
No, I don't have time to think.
顶拜咕噜，顶拜翻译感恩咕噜的讲课，请问咕噜，个体生命的知觉就是宇宙的知觉，这个错觉这是误导人们的，该如何理解呢？中老金 常和主在一起，都想不起来他过去做的事情，他是真的想不起来吗？那像我们这个物质世界的人所做看所做的看的这些星象和其他的比如算命一类的东西，是不是也是不太符合逻辑呢？顶拜公的莲花图。Thank you, Guru, for your wonderful class, and thank the translator for the translation. So, it is said that the individual living entity's consciousness is equal to the universal consciousness or the consciousness of the universe. It is an illusion. It's misleading. How to understand that point?And the second question is not related. You want to answer the first question first?
No.
The second question?
She's asking for a confirmation of what she's thinking.
How to understand that point? So it is an illusion to feel that the individual living entity's consciousness is the consciousness of the universe. It is quite misleading.How to understand that point?
The illusion is based on the influence of the modes of material nature.
啊，这个错觉是怎么产生的？它主要是来自于这个，自然的形态，自然的形态的影响。
Whether one is influenced by ignorance, passion, or goodness, which is identification with the body and the mind.
啊，那么就是取决于他这个人，他到底是说善良形态呢，还是激情形态，还是愚昧形态的这个影响。而这样的一种物质能量的这个影响呢，主要是由于这个躯体和心意的世俗的躯体和心意。
So that kind of consciousness expands from the false ego and pervades all throughout the universe.
那这样的一种知觉呢，其实就是从这个假我出发，然后蔓延到这个物质宇宙的各个角落。
So it doesn't matter where one is situated in the universe, that consciousness is always pervading.
就是不管你是在这个宇宙的哪一个地方，这样的一种知觉呢，都会蔓延开，无处不在。
And it's an illusion because it's not that it's not real, it's that it's not true.
这个什么叫错觉呢？并不是说它就是完全错的，它是一种不真实的一种状况。
The Prabhupada gives the example that the material world, it's not that it's not real. It is real, but it's temporary.
就是需要爸爸就说这个物质世界，我们的这个物质世界呢，并不是说它不是真实的，而是说它是短暂的。
And the illusion is how we project our own vision onto the universe and ourselves.
就是说这个什么叫做错觉，就是这种虚幻，这种幻觉呢，指的就是说。你是怎么去投射这个宇宙以及投射你自己的，就是这个宇宙和你的这个个人是怎么样通过你的知觉投射在你的心意的感知里的。
And the Bhagavad Gita classifies this as Maya. Maya means which is not.
在这个《博伽梵歌》里面呢，就是对这个Maya， 他有这样，他把这个称为 Maya。Maya 的含义就是说不真实的。
So when the devotees tell you you're in Maya means you're in illusion。
那所以当这个奉行者跟你说你在 Maya 之中，意思呢就是说，你是在这个虚幻之中。
You are identifying with the body and your mind instead of identifying with your soul。
就是你认同于你的躯体和心意，而不是认同于。你的灵魂。
So what's the next part of the question?
Arjuna was always with the Lord. However, he couldn't remember what he did before. Was it true that he couldn't remember? The astrology, like in this material world, a lot of people is very interested in astrology or fortune tellings, is it also illogical? That's the question.
Okay. In the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am situated in everyone's heart.
在这个国家方面的第十五章当中, Krishna他就说,我处在众生的心中,
and from me comes remembrance and forgetfulness.
一切记忆和遗忘都自我而来。
So, Krishna is all-pervading. He can be in everyone's heart at the same time, and everyone else can only be in one heart at one time.
所以呢, Krishna 他是并存伴有的, 他可以同一个时间在每一个生物体的心中, 但是作为这个个体的这个灵魂, 他只能在一个地方, 在同一个时间, 只能在一个地方。
So Arjuna could not remember.
所以呢, 这个Arjuna呢, 他就失去了这个记忆。
If Krishna wanted him to remember, he would have given him the facility of remembering.
那如果说,
Just like we have some level of remembrance of what happened in the past, that is Krishna within the heart giving us this facility.
他给我们提供了一些能够回忆起来的条件。But
we can't remember past lives.
但是对于前世我们就没有记忆了。Now,
as far as astrology is concerned, astrology is a science.
当你提到了在这里说到了这个星象，星象其实也是一门科学。Just
like astronomy is a science.
就好像是这个天文学，它也是一门科学。Just
like Ayurveda is a science.
就好像是那个阿育吠陀，阿育吠的阿育吠达也是一门科学。Astrology
is actually part of the Vedas.
星象学呢，其实原本它也是伟达经的一部分。Based
on the movement of the planets.
它是基于这个星宿的变化移动。Based
on the time and place.
然后呢，也是基于这个时间、地点的这些因素。
So, some people depend on astrology because they want to know the future.
很多人他们很依赖这个星象，是因为呢，他们想要了解自己的未来会怎样。But
that doesn't change your determination to achieve something.
但是呢，却不能改变你的那种决心，就是，不， someone still wants to get something even with the astrology.
My point is, if you look at the weather forecast for today and it says it's going to be raining, well, you can't change the fact that it's going to be raining. Now it's up to you whether you want to go out with an umbrella or you want to get soaking wet.
这个就好比是一个人他听那个天气预报说今天下雨，那不管怎么样，还是得下雨，不管你怎么想，你提前知道还是不知道，下雨终归是要下雨的。但是呢，至于你出门的时候到底是带上伞还是不带上伞，那你是可以决定的。
So astrologers can calculate based on the movement of the stars.
这个星象呢，可以根据这个星球的这个运行来进行这个计算的。And
what condition you were born, and what will happen to you in the future, but that does not change whether you want to be Krishna conscious or not.
它也可以告诉你，你是在怎么样的基于你在一个什么样的状况下出生，你未来的这个走向会是怎么样，未来可能会发生一些什么样的这个事情，但是它却。
That's why Śrīla Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, who was the greatest astrologer in India in his time, gave up astrology because he said it has no connection with pure devotional service.
所以呢，就是说他们的女性导师，是 Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati， 在当时的那个年代，他是全印度最了不起、最伟大的一个星象师，但是呢。 他却放弃了这个星象学，因为他 非常清楚，你们心下和 Krishna 知觉没有任何关系。Okay, so it's still logical. It's illogical.
No, it's not illogical. Astrology is very, very scientific.
所以说这个星象呢，它是非常的科学的，真正的星象学，不是那种江湖算命那种，就是是非常的符合逻辑的，是一门非常严谨的科学。所以可以拉开打起明白那个全然和不和马特吉在恩人从圣地给我们的甘露，成为一个出席的奉献者，也会因为前世不同的累积而表现出不同的层面。初级奉献者也有对经典很精通的是吗？这里我们怎么具体的去避免呢？有些顾问也是很谦逊的，称自己是中级奉献者，经典上说因为高级奉献者必须要让自己主动的降为中级的奉献者才能去传教，我们怎么去理解这一点呢？ Thank you, Lord Chan Prabhu and Mataji. Thank you for delivering us so much nectar from the Holy Dham. So my question is, will a neophyte devotee also manifest on different levels according to the accumulation from his past life? Meaning, although they areall neophyte devotees, but they also manifest in different ways and different levels. And the Madhyam Adhikari, among Madhyam Adhikari, there are also many devotees who are very versed in the scriptures, right? And how can we make the difference? Some of the gurus, they are very humble, so humble that they claim themselves as only Madhyam Adhikari. And in the scriptures, it is said that the Uttama Adhikari would voluntarily go down to the Madhyam Adhikari in order to do preaching. How do we understand that point?
The neophyte devotee is still affected by the most mature nature.
一些初级的奉献者在很大的程度上他还受到这个物质自然形态的影响。
Which means, you know, cultural background, tradition, culture, habits.
比如说他的这个文化还有传统还有他本人的这个习性都会对他造成很大的影响。
And in order to feel safe in Krishna consciousness, the neophyte devotee,oftentimes will only pay attention to Krishna and Guru, but no one else.
一个初级奉献者呢，为了在这 Krishna 知觉当中找到那种安全感，所以他的这个信心，可能只是投放在这个神像还有灵性导师上。
So the neophyte devotee needs help.
所以呢，初级的奉献者是需要帮助的。
We should not, assume that anyone join Krishna consciousness will be doing just fine. No, we have to pay attention and check with the new devotee whether they are okay, if they need to talk, if they need something, in what way they can be helped.
我们不要就是轻易的认为一个初级奉献者既然进了 Krishna 知觉，那就万事大吉了，就会安全的。但是不是这样的，我们还得要时时刻刻的去关注这个初级奉献者，看他有没有什么需要啊，有没有什么话要倾诉啊，或者说他在哪一些方面有一定的困难、有困惑呀等等，要去关注他，因为他们也是不一样的。
Now we will see later on one of the characteristics of a Madhyam devotee.Is the sense of discrimination.
在后面，接下来我们要谈到的，就是后面的课里面要讲到终极奉献者的一个特点，就是说他们是懂得分辨的。
A Madhyam devotee needs to see who is favorable, who is not favorable.
那终极的这个奉献者，他去会去分辨哪些人。他的这个态度对 Krishna 知觉是积极的，有一些是消极的。
Who is dangerous? Who is friendly?
哪一些是 比较危险的 who is dangerous, who is
friendly,
然后还有哪些是非常的友好的
and who is an advanced devotee, who is not advanced devotee,
然后谁是那个年长的高级的奉献者，哪些是出席的奉献者
because the Madhyam Adhikari needs to focus on very specific aspects of bhakti.
因为这个终极的奉献者，他得把他的这个关注点放在非常具体的某一个地方上。
Now, when it comes to Uttamadhikari, one of the characteristics of Uttamadhikari is that he sees everyone as a devotee except himself or herself.
好，那这个高级的奉献者就是 Uttamadhikari， 他的一个特点就是说他，在他的这个眼里，除了他自己之外，其他的人都是。
Which is a great symptom of humility.
这个呢就是一种最高的谦卑的表现。
It has nothing to do with being very learned.
这个和他的这个究竟是不是非常的有学识是没有关系的。
It's based on one's attachment to devotees and Krishna.
这也是基于这个人对奉献者还有对 Krishna 的这个依附。
Now the reason why an Uttamadhikari may come down to the Madhyam platform in order to spread Krishna consciousness.
那一个高级的奉献者为什么他会主动的降为中级的奉献者去传教呢？
Is because there are two types of Uttamadhikaris.
因为这个 Uttamadhikari 高级的奉献者也是分为两类。
One is called the Bhajanamandi and one is called the Goshtamandi.
一个叫 Bhajanamandi 还有一个叫 Goshtamandi
So Bhajanamandi is a devotee who is very deeply absorbed in sadhana and doesn't do anything else but just chanting and meditating in scriptures
那 Bhajanamandi 呢就是说是非常专注于这个圣人的念诵他们就是一心一意的去冥想经典冥想主的圣人
And this is not our mood.
这个呢不是我们的一种心态。
Our mood is Goshtamandi, which means that we practice Krishna consciousness and we share it with others.
那我们的这个 Goshtamandi, 我们是属于这个 Goshtamandi 的这种心态，就是我们一面自己在修习 Krishna 知觉，另外一面呢，我们也关注他人，向他人去。
So the Uttamadhikari coming down to the platform of Madhyam is an act of compassion.
那么一位高级的奉献者，他之所以主动的降为中级的奉献者，是因为他的仁慈所致。下一个问题来自于了君者大师傅，感谢他的前面的讲课，感谢傅。但我们听到有三种奉献者，目前流行的说法是。对奉献者不评判不区分如果是这样的话分三种奉献者还有什么作用呢you mentioned that there are three different kinds of devotees and right now a very popular saying is that we shouldn't judge or discriminate among devotees so if that's the case it's the use ofmaking the difference between the three different kinds of devotees.
Discrimination is for the sake of spreading Krishna consciousness, not for the sake of association.
我们在这里说到的这个区分，之所以要进行这种区分，是为了这个传教的这个缘故，才去做一定的区分的，而不是说从这个灵敏的这个角度来说的。
Now, for example, in Harinam Chintamani,In the different aspect of offenses to the holy name,
比如说在这个《哈林念经》它里面《圣严简明史》里面，就是说到了对于这个圣名的冒犯，不同的冒犯。
There are cases where we have to discriminate between the devotees.
就其中的有一部分呢，就是讲到了我们要在这个奉献者当中也要懂得分辨。
If a devotee.Because of a neophyte mentality is offensive.
如果是一个奉献者，因为他是比较的出席的，所以呢，他心中可能就有这种冒犯。
We don't fight the devotee.
那对于这样的一个奉献者，我们 不去跟他争吵。
We just keep distance.
我们只是跟他就是保持一定的距离。
An offensive devotee is a devotee in a diseased condition.
一个具有冒犯心的这个奉献者，其实他是一种病态，就是生病的状态。
It's like a virus is spreading.
就好像是这个病毒正在传播。
When there's a virus, you're going to lock down.
就是在这个瘟疫大传播的时候呢，扩大蔓延的时候呢，可能就要去这个封锁。
And therefore, there has to be a distance between people.
所以呢，就是人跟人之间就要保持一定的这个距离，这个就是隔离。
And then when the disease is gone, people can get close to each other again.
在病好了之后呢，大家就又可以是正常的距离接触了。
Otherwise, we don't discriminate between one devotee and another.
所以说跟奉献者的这个分辨只是从这个角度而言的，不然的话，我们不对奉献者这个随便的去评判和区分。OK， 就是说从传播的角度来说，加夫士兰两岁苦，如果自己的奉献者不理解冒犯，也不知如何实践冒犯，那他的冒犯会有业报吗？ If an initiated devotee doesn't understand what offense is and also don't know anythingmake offense unknowingly, doesn't know it is an offense, and acts in a way that he doesn't actually know this is an offense. Will that offense cause karma to this devotee?
No, it doesn't cause karma.
不会给他带来这个业报。
But it should not be repeated.
但是不能重复。So this unconscious offense doesn't lead to karma.
No.
就是它是这种不知不觉的这种冒犯是不会带来这个业报的。
The idea based on Krishna's teaching in Bhagavad Gita is, as long as you never deviate from the process of devotional service, when you make mistakes, ultimately these mistakes will be corrected.
Okay.根据这个《国家梵宗》里面说到了，就是一个人在修习布施能拒绝这个方案的过程当中，他可能会有所偏，就是说他有所冒犯，会犯一些错误。但是只要是他坚持在这条道路上，不改变、不偏离，那么终究的话，这些错误都是会得到纠正的。
And Prabhupada used to say, when you make a mistake, when you commit an offense, then you correct that.
那他爸就说呢，如果说你冒犯了，有了这个错的话，你要去修正它。
Now you may make other mistakes, but you don't make the same mistake again.
就是那么之后你可能会犯一些其他的错误，但是同样的错误就不能再犯。OK， 下一个问题来自空性顶拜金木的莲花所行，那我们一出生命运就已经定了吗 ？So. My question is our destiny predestined as soon as we are born in this world? Yes.
That's the question? Yes, of course.
是的。
However, meeting with devotees changes the whole script.
但是呢，你跟这个奉献者只要一接触，你的这个生命的剧本就改变了。
For example, it's a tradition in India that when the child is born, then they ask an astrologer to draw a chart of what will be the life of this child like.
那印度的这个有一个传统，就是因为婴儿出生之后，他们就会请来一位星象师，然后给这个婴儿呢。这个画一个星盘图，然后根据这个星盘去预言他未来会怎样。
And normally the astrologers that are consulted, they are pious astrologers.
一般来说，他们所咨询的这些星象师呢，都是非常的虔诚的。
It's not just about money and prosperity.
这是并不是只是挣钱。从业的那种形象。
Just like you have Chinese astrology, when you are born, you'll find out which animal sign we are born under.
那就好像我们中国人的话，一出生的话，我们每个人都有自己的这个属相。根据属相就可以推算一些东西。
Whether you're an ox or a pig or a rat.
到底是属牛啊，还是属猪啊，属老鼠啊，属虎啊。
Which expresses the kind of person that you are.
就是你属于哪一个属相呢？大致能够反映出来你大致的一个性格特征。
And you also have what is known as palmistry.
还有这个看这个手相。
Where you read the lines on the hands.
就是看你这个手上的这个纹路。
The Prabhupada says when you clap your hands chanting Hare Krishna, these lines in your hand disappear.
但是呢，释迦牟尼他说，其实只要你一鼓掌啊，一唱诵 Hare Krishna 的话，你手上的那个纹路呢，就都变了，有的就都消失了。
Means your destiny now changes.
那意思就是说，当你去开始唱诵圣名的时候。你的这个命令就已经发生了改变。Okay, that's the last question we have today. This is Hare Krishna. Thank you, Gurudev, for your question. Thank you, Gurudev, for your answers.
Okay, so we'll stop now. Thank you very much, Shrimati Radhanatha Ji.
好，那我们今天的讲课就到这里结束。非常感谢 Shrimati Radhanatha Ji.
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for translating.
感谢 Krishna Premi 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees and for your good questions.
感谢所有奉献者的聆听和你们提出的好问题。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Sri Sanatana Goswami ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Sri Mahaprabhan ki jai, Sri Prabhupada ki jai, Kashyadesh Yatra ki jai, Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
在空海之音服务员聆听，亲爱的奉献者，今天的我们的启发良心是启发良心三个人的讲课就到这里结束。我们现在是在Madhya Lila中篇逍遥的第22章。感谢大家的聆听，我们下周同一时间周三早上7点再见。Hare Krishna. Thank you.